Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Authentic You Media, featuring radio, TV, webinars, and live events worldwide. And today, presenting interviews with Authentic You, with your host, Jeffrey Miller, author, international speaker, and also known as The Interventionist. And now, here's Jeff. Enjoy the show.
Good afternoon to this big, beautiful world. What a fantastic day we're having in the northeast of the U.S. I'll tell you, the weather has gone to crisp. I think instead of the heat of summer where we had 120 degrees Fahrenheit, it seemed last week, this morning we had like 55 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what's going on, but it is not nice to fool Mother Nature. Welcome to Authentic You Media, Authentic You Radio, and this is Interviews with Authentic You. Today we've got a special VIP guest, and we are very, very pleased to announce our guest today. She is Emily West Sadler, who is known as the Virtual Assistant Goddess. She's an online project manager for social media, presenter, and connector. Emily assists individuals and small businesses to delegate away the low priority yet the essential task of business growth so they can do what they do best and succeed. Emily is the ideal support person for entrepreneurs interested in leveraging time by delegating these tasks to enhance customer engagement. Emily's extensive list of services include creative Facebook pages and shops, building and customizing websites using WordPress, creating custom newsletter templates and email campaigns, starting and customizing YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter accounts, and gaining client exposure, running webinars, coordinating people and getting services up and running for events. Emily embodies high integrity with every client. She delivers good value for the money, including practical tips, and is dedicated to people succeeding so they can reach a wider audience. Emily is very easy to talk to and work with, and also realistic time frames and achievable goals. Emily is above and beyond other virtual assistants on the web. Her intrinsic understanding of the life purpose and personal growth enables her to give you that understanding of you, your business, and she genuinely cares about your growth as well. In quotes, "I believe everyone is a soul waking up," said Emily. "We're getting greater awareness, consciousness, and evolving through love. Everything I do is to free people up from their fullest expression through doing what they are most talented at. My mission is to raise global consciousness by using social media to connect people to good ideas that change them and their world. Life is simple, and heaven can be experienced on earth." Well, you got to love that quote, folks. Emily is exceptional when it comes to customer service, project management, and connecting, as well as being a powerful listening ear and inspiration in the moments when entrepreneurs and people need it most. She is the go-to goddess, and I want to be honest to tell you, folks, she is with this company. Because just prior to my introducing her in the next moment, I want to tell you she has been a godsend to Authentic You Media and our entire team. Emily is our virtual assistant goddess. She has been on staff with us now for somewhat over a month, month and a half, and she has also helped Michelle Arbo, the founder of Authentic You Media, with not only the company itself, Authentic You, also, personally, she's been working with Michelle and will continue to be with her new show coming up, By the Numbers, because, as you know, Michelle is the celebrity numerologist. So be prepared. A brand new show coming up in the next week or so. We'll be announcing that. Emily has been a godsend to me as well, because I am known as The Interventionist. I work with clients worldwide, and my web presence was not that great. As Emily said, today's show topic is connecting the dots. Interestingly enough, I weren't connecting my dots, so to speak. My dots weren't connected between Twitter, Pinterest, website, etc. So that's all taking place for me as well. So today, I'm very, very pleased to welcome to the show Emily West Sadler. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks very much for that lovely introduction.
Well, thank you. You've certainly earned it. I mean, this is your repertoire. I mean, this is it. This is people already. When I posted this afternoon for the show, one of our show hosts from South Africa posted up a very lovely accolade to you, and a real wow. I read that and said, well, isn't that the truth? And, you know, it is really what it is. You go above and beyond in your, first of all, you have this, as you say, intrinsic. You have this intrinsic ability to reach into a business. You get yourself involved with it. You see how it ticks. You know what the owners and the managers want, the project managers want. So you work with them. And you really get them to that point of understanding, well, you know, if you do this and you connect that to connect that. And isn't it awesome that when you were talking about, first of all, being on the show today, then in that same light, you just previously made a great decision, which I'll let you let people know yourself about what's happening with you in Authentic You coming up very shortly, but also in a webinar programs that we're starting to put together, you came up with the phraseology connect the dots. And I'm impressed with that, because I got to be honest with you, Emily, I wasn't connecting the dots, and you know it. I don't mind you telling people, you know, I just wasn't connecting the dots. I'm a pretty sharp guy. I'm a great interventionist, strategic intervention, hypnotherapy, and NLP practitioner. And, you know, I wasn't connecting the dots on social media. So let's talk about that first. But before we do, actually, I'd like to get into, people love to know who people are that are on the show when we do an interview. So if you would, as an introduction, would you tell folks about you, your background, education, et cetera, and how did you get into social media as the virtual assistant goddess?
Certainly, Jeff. Well, my background is in psychology. I went to the University of Hull in England, and I studied psychology, and then I specialized in business psychology because I was always fascinated by what motivated people, how do you develop amazing companies, and also the human-computer interaction. You know, why is it that people get so stressed out by computers? How can we use technology more effectively to communicate our message? And that was just something that I've been very lucky in, that I've been able to use that knowledge and education in the variety of careers I've had, which started first after university with being a civil servant. I joined the Department for Education, and I was able to look after the staff and also focus on the training development needs of people in the schools directorate, and also ways of improving the culture in the workplace. So using lots and lots of elements of my psychology, as well as always asking really, you know, how can we use technology more to communicate, because that's always been a passion of mine. And, coming up with innovative ways to use, like, the department's intranet to get messages to staff about training, about what's going on in the department, and all sorts. So I was a civil servant for 8 years. Can you believe it? Time just flies when you're having fun. And, you know, it was also where I honed my skills as a project manager, learning how to basically come up with project specifications, how to manage teams of people within the department and external providers, and just learning to facilitate all those different elements was something that I've just really thrived on. I loved all that interaction going on and connecting the dots even then between different elements of projects and people. So, I did really well there, and it was only when circumstances in my personal life started to go from good to bad. I was someone who got married young, and when that marriage ended, as a lot of people who's gone through divorce know, it's tough, and you do really stop and take a hard look at what you're doing, and are you completely happy and satisfied and fulfilled in the life that you're living. So for me, when that hit, I was, you know, working in department, and I'd actually switched to a new role in that I'd finally decided I wanted to become more involved with school policy, because I am passionate about children, young people really knowing who they are and appreciating their gifts, their talents. So I was in a position where I'd applied for a job to be the lead project manager of a policy called Social and Emotional Aspects of Learning. And that was just so good, because this was all about teaching children, young people, you know, how to understand who they are, how to be motivated to learn, how to get along with other people. And I loved it. It was really good, although very challenging to switch from something where you know how to do something, which was like project management, working with staff, to dealing with the Secretary of State and putting together presentations for him and other important senior ministers. You know, it was exciting and yet challenging at the same time. And that combined with a divorce, well, I decided that really I needed to go back to what I loved. And that was to go back to the assistance, if you like, of working with people on projects. So yeah, I feel like I've kind of rambled off a bit, but to
no, that's great. I mean, that's exactly what people love to hear. I mean, you know, one of the things I know in human need psychology, which I deal with as an interventionist, people need to know the story. You got to understand where a person's come from, where they've been, how did they get there, you know, and that's a great component when you explain the diverse background you have, you know, with your psychology, you know, BS in psychology degree and industrial psychology, you know, from the University of Hull in the UK and in England. That's a great thing to know, because people say, well, it's great to have that education, and you utilized it, you put it to the best job you could, you had a great position there, you went on to work with the educational system, you know, helping and pushing forward for the children, for, you know, the educational aspect. I that's all fantastic stuff. And then from there, I know you did some world travel for a while too. Did you? Was that in between actually becoming a virtual assistant goddess, so to speak?
Yes, it was, Jeff. Because what happened was I decided to leave the Department for Education and go traveling, and you know, give myself the space to really recover, if you like, from the divorce, and to have some fun, some adventure. And I went to New Zealand, and I just loved it over there. I met so many incredible people. And during the time in between working for the Department for Education, I was volunteering for not-for-profit organizations that were all about the environment or about awakening, because my spirituality was already a very important element of who I am even then. And so in doing that voluntary work while I was traveling, I realized that there was an opportunity here to make it a business. And it was when I was in Queenstown on the South Island of New Zealand, and it was wintertime. I was chatting to people, and I went, you know, what's stopping me from setting up my own business as a virtual assistant? Because I had a good friend who was very successful as a virtual assistant in America. And so I went, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to set up this business as a virtual assistant. And then because it's my business and I get to choose, you know, what I call myself and how who I want to work with and all the rest, I went, I'm going to have some fun here. I'm going to be the virtual assistant goddess.
Because, I love the name. I got to tell you, I love the name.
Thank you. Because I've been so blessed. I've been working with two amazing women. One of them is Jerry McHane, and she is a soul coach consultant, and she uses Doreen Virtue's goddess guidance card. So, you know, I was becoming familiar with these goddesses and how to really tune into the divine feminine. And I was just like going, yeah, I'm loving that. I want to work with other people who resonate with the divine feminine, with the goddess energy. And then there was another woman called Tet Karu, who at that time was known as the goddess of spirituality. And she's an incredible, talented artist who's very big on campaigning for peace. And so it just kind of made sense to me that, you know, I could become a goddess. I am a goddess, and it's going to be the virtual assistant goddess.
Excellent. Well, I've got to say, the background is amazing. When did we first, how long have we known each other, Emily, actually?
I've got a feeling we've known each other maybe 2 years, Jeff. Does that sound right?
I guess we can blame a very mutual friend of ours down in New Zealand for that. If she happens to be listening to the show, she's also got a great show coming up on our network in the next 2-3 weeks. Angela Barros from Auckland, New Zealand. And Angela, I believe, is the reason that we know each other and we've started working together, which is absolutely fantastic. We can actually blame Angela, and hopefully she likes that.
I know
said,
she'll be delighted, Jeff. Because,
oh, that's good. That's good. I know it's really in Auckland. I'm sure that probably they're just on their way into the city to go to work now. So it's actually tomorrow already. I sometimes have a problem with that. I go, wow, wait a minute. What are you talking about? It's tomorrow. It's amazing how the world clock is. But the diversity in that you've gotten into is amazing. And when how you've interwoven the spirituality sense of it into the business has been really great, because I think, in fact, I know, it isn't a question of thinking, I thought about it, now I know that is why you do such a great job. It is one of the prime reasons that we looked at you, Michelle and I, when we were looking at, you know what, we've got too much going on. We've got our personal businesses going on. We've got the network to run. We both have life stuff going on, you know, between families and everything that goes on in life. And we don't have all the time to do all the things. So if we could start to integrate a virtual assistant into the business, you know, a little bit at first and then move into the other areas of the business, how great would that be? And all of a sudden, bam, who did I remember but you? You know, from our various talking back and forth through the last couple of years. And that was primarily, I believe, because of the personal development industry. We just kind of met through, and I'm pretty sure it was Angela, as I said. And not that she actually introduced us, but friends of friends, you see a post. Everybody knows that with Facebook. You see something that a friend of a friend posts, and you go, oh, I like that. Next thing you know, you're communicating. You go, wow, you develop a friendship with somebody. And it's just amazing how small the planet has become in that respect in the level of communication. But it's fantastic. It's fantastic. The messages we get out there now are so much more than what we used to do, even a few months ago. So, you know, as a support person, Emily, I know the personal story I have with you. Talk about a client comes to you and they say, hey, I don't even know where I'm at. I have this website. It's not so good. I kind of understand. I have a Twitter account. I have Pinterest. I have a LinkedIn account. And, you know, I'm that guy. I'm that guy that came to you and said, help. I mean, I don't know what to do. I know I've got these things. I was told I read a lot. You know, I am I'm studious. I read a lot of books. I've gotten myself to where I am, you know, by the bootstraps over the years and been very successful in business. And in the last 3 years, I've been the interventionist, and I've been full-time as a strategic intervention coach. And that has been a massive undertaking in itself. It's been a wonderful journey. It's been my lifelong goal that I didn't know about. You know, someday you finally you wake up and you go, oh, there's the message of who I really am. And it wasn't what you're doing at all. Even though you're successful, you know, you went to work with the government. You were in all of that, and all of a sudden, and you went through a life change, and you went, ah, what am I doing? Who am I? When you went and found out. And in the process, you had a phenomenal tour, not only New Zealand, but other countries as well that you've spoken about. And what a phenomenal opportunity to be able to do that and see different cultures and people. But the spirituality aspect really gets to me, because that is the embodiment of what you bring. You have this special knack that I really, really, I'm just overly impressed with, personally, from a business level, let alone personal, that you just go above and beyond the call of duty, and you're so conscientious of your client, you know, their wants, their needs, everything that they need to do, and then you actually get in between. They say, well, I'd like to do this, but I'm trying to get to that, and you know, and I don't even know how to explain that, because I don't understand it, but you do it. But the great, you know, explain to folks, if you would, you know, what what kind of thing does it, I mean, I find it perplexing. I find it, and I probably should be quiet and let you explain it, actually, because I am perplexed by it. You know, this whole social media thing, and I don't think I'm alone. I think a lot of people, it doesn't matter the age, I think they're feeling the same thing, like, how do I connect these dots? Talk to us a little bit about that, if you would, you know, virtually starting off with a person and understanding their ideas and going forward.
Well, Jeff, I genuinely care about my clients, and I love talking with them to find out their story, to really listen and understand what is their vision, what is their purpose, what are they passionate about. And, you know, because when you do that, when you really get that sense of who they are and what they want, you can begin to work out the pieces of going, right, well, if that's your mission, if that's your purpose and what you want to achieve, then my understanding and knowledge of social media, of running online businesses, which I've studied from experts such as Brendan Burchard, George Cowell, Mike Koenig, so many people, basically, because it's been really important for me that I'm at the cutting edge of understanding the latest technology. And
right.
I go, well, I see what their goals are, the client's goals are, their vision, and I go, I know how to do that. I know how to connect you. And also because of just my love of people, I get to know and develop relationships with people who are doing amazing things of empowering and educating others to be more authentic and to live sustainable lives. And then also, you know, I'm very much in part of a community that's very collaborative, that's very much more part of a new paradigm, if you like, you know, which I guess is because of the spirituality side of things. You know, we understand that we're not designed to be islands, to work alone. It's so important to be connected, to work with others, because we all have these gifts and talents, and we weren't designed to be good at everything. So why not find the perfect partners, if you like, the people who are going to be on your team, who are going to support you and, you know, help you and your mission to communicate your business online and succeed, really. And I have to say, I'm so grateful for people like Roger Hamilton, who created Wealth Dynamics, that kind of tapped me on the shoulder almost to say, Emily, this is how it's meant to be. There are like 8 profiles that Roger designed based on I Ching and also some Carl Jung, personal psychology. And it basically showed how, you know, when you have each of these 8 people in your team, you are unstoppable. There is nothing you cannot achieve. And, you know, that just blew me away that, you know, that it was so simple, really. You just have to connect with the right people, and then you can make magic happen. So part of my life story has been being open to synchronicity, seeing who I meet, building those relationships, and, you know, just going, you know, maybe if so-and-so talks to this person, then there could be a beautiful collaboration and, you know, good things will come from that. And I feel so inspired and blessed when I'm able to do that and to create just win-win situations.
That's amazing. So, you know, connecting the dots really is more than just connecting the dots between Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's also connecting the dots with people, and I like that. You know, being in human needs psychology, I look at what people, when I coach or I speak to a group, my new book coming out, The Change Machine, 21 Days to Change Your Mind, you know, it's all about that stuff that we experience in life. But when it gets to a point in business, we all have those gifts. Each one of us unique in their own way. And like you said, when you collaborate a group together, I'm all for that. You know, those that have worked with me for a while can attest, I'm all about collaboration. I'm all about masterminds. You know, our previous group prior to coming on board in partnership with Authentic You was all about that. It was a phenomenal, is still a phenomenal group of some of the best of the best. I just researched and met people. Our good friend Angela is one of those people. Angela's still very, very active with us in that as well. In that she is just amazing in that ability, some of the very extreme, intuitive, phenomenal, I don't even know what words to put on it, Angela, if you're listening, just a great sense of people and how to help people and get into that inner stuff and help them. It's really great. And her show coming up is going to be like, wow. I'm not even going to let the cat out of the bag because she's going to be doing a debut show here pretty soon. Everybody, you will get notice of that on our Facebook page as well as the website. And you're going to love it. You're going to love it. And we've got another surprise to tell you here pretty quick with Emily, too. But that said, and thank you, by the way, Angela. She has been right there and stuck right through. And what an amazing thing to have a group of collaborative people. And that's what you're talking about, I believe, Emily, when you can connect the dots and people and say, whoa, wait a minute, and you have that intuitive ability yourself to go, wow, this person can work phenomenal with that person, which, in fact, can also benefit me. So you're gifting that to those two people by making that connection. And as a result, it's the reciprocal, you know, gift what you need, basically, is what you give, you shall receive. And then these people, you receive, because now you have the benefit of both of these people working collaboratively together. I love that. And you are fantastic with it as well. And again, why are you and Angela such great friends? The two of you are like that, you know. My congratulations to you both, by the way, because that's rare and unique, and there's more and more people that are waking up to that these days, and I think it's a blessing when people start to realize that. So, yeah, let's give that sneaky talk right now that we've mentioned. Why don't you divulge to the entire planet exactly what's coming up for you as far as Authentic You Media, Authentic You Radio, and more. And talk about that, then I want to get into the role of authenticity and, you know, who we are as Authentic You.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited because I am going to be launching my own radio show called Connecting the Dots, and that's really going to be my opportunity to share with you and the listeners, you know, the ways that you can use social media to build authentic relationships with people and to express who you are and to just allow yourself to shine online, to build a consistent brand and to really utilize the social media accounts as tools to achieve your goals. And I'm hoping, I haven't yet spoken to people, but I'm going to bring on some of my dear friends who I work with and who are experts in different elements of social media so that they can also share with everybody about, you know, how they use Twitter, how they use Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, and really help people to have a kick-ass online business, if you like, because, you know, it's so important to have a presence online that is representative. There's a woman called Yvette Taylor from The Social Source, and she met somebody at a networking event or just in general, and you get their name and you Google them when you get home because you're curious to know a bit more about who they are and what they do. And it's called the Google Zero Moment of Truth because it's what shows up. What does Google bring up on that front page when you type in your name? Is it going to be what you want that person to see, or will it be random elements, things that maybe you wish were forgotten and hidden, or is it something that you can be proud of and go, yes, this is who I am, this is what I'm about, and this is my business and the services and products I offer. So when I heard about that, I just went, yep, that's so true.
Wow.
And you know, if I can help other people to ensure that they have a connected social media presence that's fully aligned to their vision, their passion and purpose, then that makes me a very happy woman.
That's fantastic. That really is. And wow. And I knew about this, of course, because I am in, I've been doing the background work with you to put your show together. And very, very, very excited about it as well as, you know, Angela's show and Tanya Fines from New Zealand. And we have Katarina from Australia with Designer Decadence. And we have Janet with Living Astrology. And, you know, our shows are just, we were growing like crazy again. And we've been in this growth spurge, et cetera, et cetera. I wanted to read something to you. I don't know if you've noticed this. It's lovely when you do work for people, with people, and they really recognize that you went over and above and really did the job beyond their expectations. I want to give a shout out to Shannon Walburn-Nober. Shannon was a previous show host with us. She's from South Africa. She's extremely busy with her show in South Africa, broadcasting from there, and she is going to be back with us maybe this September, October, see how she's doing on her schedule. However, through Emily starting to work with us this past April, folks, on my way to Los Angeles to a big event with Mr. James Malinchek, ABC's The Secret Millionaire, I was going to be there for 5 days. Michelle Arbo, the celebrity numerologist, was also going to be in L.A. doing interviews on her numerology, and she's got two books about to be launched September, October, about numerology, and we'll be talking more about that because Michelle's got her new show coming up, as I've mentioned, but I want to get to this specifically. Shannon, thank you very much for this message. I want to read this to you guys. Emily West Sadler has already made my life easier with her efficient, proactive problem solving. She is the queen bee of a hive of VAs, which is virtual assistants. I had to look at that and go, VAs. Oh, yeah, virtual assistants. I highly recommend her services. Yay, Emily. How's that? Thank you, Shannon. What a wonderful...
Yes, thank you,
wonderful,
Shannon.
Steve. But you know what? You wouldn't have gotten that if you didn't earn it. You went way above and beyond for Shannon. I can tell. I know Shannon. I've produced many a show for Shannon. Great, great lady, by the way, folks. Phenomenal show. You know, and while Emily was helping us out, Michelle and I, she picked up the art of producing radio shows. Shannon's happened to be one of those shows that Emily took care of for Michelle and myself while we were out on our business trip to LA, the City of Angels. And Shannon was highly impressed with Emily just in the handling of the producing of the radio show, which she did with accolades, by the way, stars, 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 stars. We had zero issue whatsoever. You know, it's not the easiest thing in the world, handling the switchboard, handling the callers, making sure that the guest gets all the, well, you've got a caller, they ask this question, this is their name, when can you speak, you know, oh, why? It gets, you know, on our shows are very busy. We can have literally the switchboard is just lit up, and you're juggling the numbers, which, Emily, you did fantastic, I have to say. Thank you so much. Wow. We couldn't have picked a better person to really take the helm when we were on that business trip. So during that period of time, you met Shannon, and you produced her show, and she realized what you offer in services, and she took advantage of that, and she brought you on, and you did some work for her, and this is what you get. So tell me you didn't give her exactly what she needed and more for her to come out with that very lovely, lovely, lovely Oh, that's fantastic. Awesome. I'm without words almost here. How nice.
Well,
wow.
Thank you, Jeff. You know, I am a firm believer that if you know something and, you know, perhaps the person you're working with is just getting started or doesn't necessarily know all the possibilities of what is out there and what you can do, then it's my duty, it's my responsibility to look after them and to guide and advise them. And so, you know, when I was working with Shannon, as I work with many people, I will always provide that extra information and say, hey, are you aware that we could do this? And, you know, it was a little bit of extra, you know, attention we can leverage your content in new and wonderful ways, so that you're really creating immense value for everybody else online to access your material. And that usually people are usually very happy when they learn that, you know, that is something I can do for them. And and especially when they then get more people visiting their Facebook page and liking it, being engaged and active, or visiting the website and reading blogs and taking action on the website, you know, all the things that you want people to be doing, and then they do it, well, it's like mission accomplished.
You know, one of the things that's come up recently for us with Authentic You is we're revamping our website. We're going to have, as you put it, a kick butt website that's going to be very proactive, very interactive, so that people will be able to see I didn't even know the terminology. It's called sliders. You'll see each show will have more of a banner that either rolls or goes side to side, and so that folks coming onto our website, generally speaking, people don't spend a lot of time. If they don't see something they really want on a website, within 5 to 6 seconds, they're gone. We didn't want to lose that audience. We want people to come into the Authentic You website, you know, because you've been directed there because either you're one of our show hosts or you want to listen to a specific show. You might want to look up the archive of a show that has aired to do with either numerology, astrology, you know, whatever. And that said, you know, connecting the dots as well. We know firsthand, myself, I'm saying we, Authentic You Media, that Emily does go above and beyond, because we had a little bit of an issue with the design of our website, and she handled it with such professionalism. I got to tell you, folks, she really did. And I'm not saying this because she works with us. I'm not saying this to blow smoke or mirrors or anything else. This is an absolute fact. She took control of it, she handled it, and it was resolved. And the outcome will be fantastic as a result. Whereas, you know, I got to be honest, I have worked with others in website design and building, and no offense to anybody, and nobody recently, by the way, this was some time ago, that just kind of threw a template in front of you, and they did it because I didn't know how, and then it just kind of got done, or it didn't get done. And that was in my previous business career 3+ years ago. Since I've been the interventionist, I've not had that issue. But there we had a little bit of a glitch come up with the actual, and I don't mind saying, with the Authentic You Media website, and taken care of, handled. To what degree, I don't need to say, but very well handled, and thank you, Emily, for that. That's the important stuff.
Very welcome, Jeff.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. When you guys, you know, I'm talking to our audience right now, now present live with us and for future reference, when you hire somebody, check their references. You know, look at what they've done in the past, who have they done work for, and everybody wants to do that. But the social, you know, the internet, I should say, is such a vast array of people out there hanging a shingle and saying, hey, here I am, I'm in business to do this, and I'm in business to do that, when in retrospect, maybe they're really not. And Emily found something that she thought was really good, and as we get into something, found out it wasn't. That there was a particular company that just didn't really serve the customer correctly as she thought they would. She handled it. She handled it. Again, I will say thank you, thank you, thank you, because it could have been a long, drawn-out procedure, but she handled it with precision. She just took care of it. So that was just recently, folks, and so I can say that personally, you know, as a partner in Authentic You Media with Michelle, that we personally have a situation where she just took care of it. And as you heard from our friend Shannon down in South Africa, handle Shannon's as well, you know, beyond and above and beyond the call of duty. So there you go, Emily. I mean, that being said, and now you have a show coming on, which is absolutely fantastic, Connect the Dots. And it'll be a weekly show, folks, about these things. And you'll be able to call in. She's going to have guests. You got a specific question. You'll be able to call in and post that question to her or in the chat room. And, you know, it's going to be fantastic. This is the stuff we're all working on. Everything we do today has a social media presence. I had not realized how valuable that was. I really didn't get it because I'm from the old school of marketing. The old school of marketing does not apply today in the world of social media. The theory is there, but the way of getting it done is totally different, how you connect those dots. And Emily's taught me this, by the way, so if I'm sounding like I know what I'm talking about, you can thank her. And I've done a lot of reading. Let's go a little bit further about that. I do want to talk about authenticity and about authentic you a little bit, but I want to talk further about what else is going to come out of the funnel, so to speak. Not only a show, but you are extremely adept at putting together webinars. Webinars that create clients, webinars that bring people together, that show people what they need to do in a teaching format. Authentic You, a division of the company, Authentic You Presentations, folks, is, in fact, we'll be finalizing this by the end of August at the very latest. We will be coming out with a whole webinar series. Each one of our hosts, our radio hosts, and others are going to be able to come in and actually do teaching programs. We have Janet Hickox, who's going to be doing Living Astrology, and she's going to be teaching you about astrology so that if you want to be able to start to understand how you read the different degrees, and I'm starting to pick that up too. Isn't it amazing? Because I produce quite a few Janet shows, so I listen during an hour show. I get to hear all of this with the expert guest she has on, as I will be listening to Emily's, as Michelle will. And, and Emily actually produces for me as well on our show, although we are co-producing this show today for your information. We're both doing the show, and it works out wonderful. But that said, these webinars are absolutely fantastic. We really can't wait. We're really excited for this. Each one of our hosts has the availability of putting a webinar program together, which will be free, as we understand it, for you folks to be able to come and listen. Opt in and listen, you'll be invited to it by your email, and you're going to have some amazing information. So if you want to learn about connecting the dots, you'll want to be on not only Emily's shows, but also her webinars, which will be, I believe, we're going to be doing like them once a month, each topic. Not just one every month, so you don't get one for the next 12 months, but each host will have a webinar, if they choose, every month. So that you may have as many as 12, 15 different webinars you can choose from. Emily's is connecting the dots. That's what we're talking about today. Michelle's is going to be all about numerology and helping you understand your numerology and the God code, et cetera, which is amazing because it gets into a very deep intuitive level of understanding the beginning of the universe. It's all about numbers. And I even understand that now, which is amazing. I am waking up. And Janet with Living Astrology, again, and Angela with her show, Tanya with her show, Katarina with her show, just to name a few. Absolutely fantastic. Let's talk, Emily, about webinars a bit. Explain them a little bit to folks so they get a feel of what you're talking about from your experience.
Well, Jeff, a webinar really is like a virtual event. It's a chance for people to be online, to watch someone present information. And because technology is so incredible these days, you can make them really engaging and interacting. You can have people asking questions. You can sometimes even bring people on with their webcams. So then you can be having like that video conference effect, you know, talking between, a guest and the host. And I just love the way that you can use technology to educate and empower people and to, you know, transfer that energy, that information about a topic. So for me, I'm going to be talking about connecting the dots, how to use social media, how to grow your business online. And, I heard you talk about all the other show hosts that are looking to do webinars too, and I'm quite excited about the astrology and numerology ones. I find that fascinating and love to learn more about that. So, webinars are a really great way to just, you know, why travel? Why pay to travel, to a big city or to wherever the event is happening? You know, if you just don't need to. You can be in the comfort of your own home, with a cup of tea, or if it's the evening and you like something alcoholic, you could have that, you know. However you prefer to relax and engage and learn from things, you know, you can do that wherever you happen to be at that moment in time. So it's just phenomenal, really.
I agree with you on the word phenomenal. It really is. And I'm a lover of live events. So I also can relate. There are so many. If you can get a basic education and understanding of something that's really going to help you promote what you're doing, or a learned experience such as astrology, numerology, you know, the business aspect of learning what you're doing with connecting the dots and social media websites, etc., well, that's fantastic. I mean, because you have literally saved yourself a lot of money. And then it allows you to get out and go to those live events you really want to get to, you really want to go to, that are great interactive events to meet people and network, rub elbows, which I love to do in L.A. And, in fact, I was going to be at one right now as we speak. Was the first day of the summer edition of the James Malincheck's Big Money Speaker Boot Camp to do with the college industry, you know, talking to universities and colleges. And I love to speak with groups. I love to talk about changing your mind, things that happen from the time we're young, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't have a whole show to talk about that today. We will be able to hear me on my other show later. But that said, I agree with you 100%, Emily. It's very, 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 very advantageous for people to be able to sit down, take an hour of their time, and say, wow, this is great, plan into their schedule. And as long as they've signed up for it, if something was to happen where, goodness gracious, they're late to get home from work or whatever, because they signed up, they will have the replay. So they may not get the instant offer that was live that you might have for an offer, for example, of the special pricing or something after the fact if they want to take advantage of it, but at least they get to hear it because they signed up for it, which is really great. That's fantastic, and thank you. So folks, look forward to that, because we've got that coming up as well. Emily, one of the many things, I realized in working with you when we first started working together virtually, you know, as a virtual assistant with the company, with myself as the interventionist in my business personally, as well as my business, which is with Michelle, partnering with Michelle and Authentic You, is that you really got into authenticity quite a while ago. And I got to wonder, you know, sometimes it's amazing how this universe works. Sometimes, in fact, all the time, we just don't realize it is all the time. Every time we do something, it's connecting in some way with a thought about us to others in this universe, specifically other humans on this planet. And we all seem to have come together with authenticity. You know, Michelle started this somewhere, oh gosh, I guess she started her journey like 11 years ago. I think it was about 7-plus years ago with Authentic You. And people have aligned to it. And amazingly enough, the Authentic You platform has brought people into it that really were working in that authenticity. You and I talked about something, I believe it was just today, about your authenticity, your walk in authenticity. And we've got about 11 or so minutes left to show. I can't believe where this hour has gone. But let's talk about that just for a couple of minutes so people get a feel of when you felt that shift in authenticity. And now look at you. And by the way, folks, I want to let you know, Emily is on staff now with Authentic You Media. She is a partner. She is working behind the scenes with radio producing, building show banners, all she does in virtual assisting, the website, you know, posting, et cetera. A lot of work that Michelle and I were doing, Emily has taken on for us. And, you know, we're blessed. We are blessed. So, again, that's the value of this virtual assistant goddess. But talk about authenticity a little bit, Emily. I think everybody would love to hear that.
Thank you, Jeff. Yes, we were talking about that earlier. I believe it was probably in 2007. I was training to be a life coach, and I noticed on Google when I was like checking my emails this advert on the side that talked about Life Purpose Workshop in London. I was living in London at the time, and so I clicked on the link, and up popped, you know, information about this man called Neil Cross, who's written books about being authentic and making a living from it. And he had a workshop on for £10 to help you identify your life purpose. And I was doing my research, really, because I was considering running workshops as a life coach, going, well, what can you get for £10? You know, that seems, you know, not very expensive. And, you know, was curious to hear what he meant by being authentic. So I went along and I was just so impressed by this man who just spoke just naturally, effortlessly about life purpose, about being authentic. And I bought his books and just went, wow, this is everything I've been looking for almost, you know. It made it clear that the way we live, the way we're educated, is all about conditioning, about trying to be boxed into a cookie cutter mold, if you like. And it doesn't allow people to be who they really are, to express themselves, to embrace their gifts, and to have more freedom, if you like, in life. And I know we're short for time, so I can go on. I could talk for a long time about it. So, you know, for me, it was just like an awakening to go, ah, there are others out there who have identified it and labeled it as being authentic, to sort of be true to who you are and to, you know, live life in a way that's aligned to your values, that has integrity. And a big part of being authentic for me is about living sustainably, you know, respecting people, the planet, because, you know, it's a gift that we are here, and, you know, you don't realize the impact, you know, at least I wasn't aware of the impact that I was having on the world just through the unconscious choices I was making. And once I became more conscious and aware, I realized that I could choose where the food I buy is sourced from, the products that I use to clean my home, you know, choosing things that are non-toxic, and also the skincare, you know, what I put on my body, to the food that I eat, the way that I interact with people, you know, just really honoring each person that I meet and seeing the God within them, to see that, you know, everybody has a heart, and doesn't mean that we have to all get along, you know, because there will be times when we meet people and there's just a disconnect, but it's having respect. It's taking the time to listen and go, okay, I accept that we have a difference in opinion here, and that's okay. You know, we're all exactly where we're meant to be. You know, it's like that quote you read of me at the beginning. I do believe that we can create heaven here on earth. It's just a choice, and it really happens when you consciously choose, when you align your heart with your mind and choose to be in love and in service to others, to contribute, which, wow, I know is something you talk a lot about.
Yeah, I do, and I think we could have a whole show. As a matter of fact, we're going to. I think Interviews with Authentic You is going to pull together you and Angela and Tanya and Janet and a few others. I don't want to leave Michelle out of that, or Katarina either, but other show hosts that want to, that really truly feel it, because the show hosts on this network, folks, really do get that. We are all part of the same. You know, we're all part of the same atom that the stars are made from. And we do have a consciousness. We do have an ability through our soul. We do have a purpose and a mission here. And a lot of people aren't doing it. We're not awake. So, yeah, we will get to that another day, another way. But that was very well said, Emily. Thank you very much. That was, I'm sure our audience feels that way as well. I want to talk in the few minutes we have left about that you wanted to offer our audience today. You know, what you do is fantastic, and I think they've gotten that message from me by now. But don't just take it from me, folks. You know, you wanna talk to people like Shannon and Michelle, my partner in Authentic You Media. And, you know, we will tell you. We will give you the nuts and the bolts of what Emily does get done and how she gets it done. But, Emily, go ahead. I'm going to give you the floor here. We've got about 5 minutes left, so we've got some time. But you wanted to talk a little bit more about what you're going to be talking to folks about.
Thank you, Jeff. Yes, if people go to my website, which is vagoddess.com, they will see that I have a special offer which is limited until the end of this month, where people can get their social media presence updated for only £97. Basically, you know, if you want people to find your social media and to see that it is all connected, that there is that consistency and that your brand and your business message is being clearly communicated, it's important that you have your Facebook cover image, your Twitter background, your YouTube channel artwork. All of that, you know, needs to be aligned to your brand, and it can be, you know, it's not that people can't do this themselves, because, you know, the people I work with are intelligent. They could Google it, they could watch loads of videos and learn how to do it. But the thing is, they value their time. They know how important their time is, and quite frankly, they might not be interested. So what I'm offering to people is that opportunity to just make this a no-brainer. You know, come to my website, buy now for £97, the opportunity to update your social media presence. We will talk, and I will personally arrange for your Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, all to have a brand new look that is consistent and aligned to your business.
That is absolutely amazing. I want to see if I can do a mental conversion as far as in dollars. I think that would be about $120 approximately, something like that?
Probably about that, yep.
25. But let me tell you, folks, I know firsthand the cost of doing what you just got off it for £97. Whoa. My goodness, I wish I had waited to the show. Oh, seriously. That's phenomenal, Emily. That is one fantastic offer. That is great. I mean, you think about it, pulling it all together. You know what that's going to do to enhance your business out there, guys? I know what it's done for mine, and it's not even done yet. I mean, I totally forgot about the YouTube pod. You is, and I do video, and I wasn't even doing that right. You know, my cover and my picture for Pinterest, all this. Oh, my goodness, I can't even mention it all because I really don't get it all. Anybody else in that boat? Anybody else rowing that same oar as I was and kind of going around in a circle? You know, rowing one oar or the other, one way or the other, thinking you had it all together and posting to Facebook and thinking you had it all, and Facebook wasn't doing a darn thing for you, and it still doesn't. I mean, that was me. That was me, and I have been writing consistently a blog every day since the beginning of 2011, guys, since I went full-time as nuts, okay? But I didn't have it together. That is a phenomenal offer. Emily, thank you so very, very much for offering that to our audience, our Authentic You audience, of fantastic people who listen to our programming and listen to this show and the archives later. What a phenomenal offer. Thank you so very, very much. And, guys, I'd take
advantage. Oh, you're very welcome.
I would be jumping on that wagon quick. I know I'm keeping her pretty busy with Authentic You, and there'll probably be a point of shutting that down where she's not going to be able to take it very long and only so many people. So it is a limited. It's got a time constraint on it. I know it does. I'm going to tell you it does because I'll tell you it does. And then I hope I'm okay saying that, Emily. But seriously, that is phenomenal. Thank you so very, very much. I mean, that I can understand the value of that firsthand. Anybody who's worked on trying to get this done, you've just got to understand the value of that. Take advantage of it and work with a phenomenal lady who's got her stuff together on that. And then stay tuned for her show, because we're up to about a minute of show time left, by the way, Emily.
I'd just like to say, you know, it's been a real joy to be on this show. And, you know, I would love to work with others to help that you tell all have a brand you can feel proud of and have your key contact details and call to actions visible on all your social media accounts, because that way, you know, when people find you, they know who you are, they know how to get in touch, and they can, you know, basically you'll be growing your list and growing your business in no time at all.
Wow. I know I have a client in Boston who just asked me this question this morning. Who could she talk to? And I said, I'm going to put you in touch with Emily. I believe she said she was listening to the show, so I can't imagine she's not signing up right now. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much. Emily, thank you for being with us today. I've got about 30 seconds left. I want to thank you on behalf of Authentic You Media, Authentic You Presentations, Authentic You Radio. Stay tuned for more great shows this evening. And about 2 hours, we'll be with Janet, Living Astrology. Have yourself one fantastic day. Emily, thanks again. We'll talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jeff. Bye.